Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Every woman listening or watching this has heard some version of this sentence. Maybe it was aimed at her. Maybe she watched it land on someone she loves. You have three healthy kids. What could possibly be wrong? Or insert something here. Well, you have this. What could possibly be wrong? Lindsay Clancy knew what was wrong. She couldn't feel anything. Not sadness, not joy, not the connection. She was so desperately wanting to feel when she held her 8-month-old son. She described it as numbness, and she knew it wasn't right. She knew something was wrong. A fog so thick she couldn't make a plan, couldn't carry one out, couldn't shut her own mind off long enough to sleep. She wrote in her journal that her brain wouldn't stop cycling through what someone needed from her next. She wrote that she was drowning. She wasn't hiding any of this. She told her husband. She told her mother. She told her friend, A.B. Bevins, that medication was giving her dark thoughts. She messaged her providers and went to emergency rooms. She checked herself into a locked psychiatric ward on New Year's Eve. She did everything the system tells a new mother to do when something is wrong. So if you're sitting here looking for the evidence of what she was planning, she was trying to get better. Her plan was to get better. That's what she was planning. There's all the evidence that points to her planning to try and get better by going to medical professionals to help her get there. She planned it. She planned to get better. And she tried and asked and took every possible route she could take to get there. By January 23, she'd been prescribed 13 psychiatric medications in 4 months by at least 5 different providers. As we've been learning in court, the number gets closer to 30. She was still getting worse. She was so convinced something was fundamentally broken inside her that she searched online for whether she was a psychopath. Nobody had given her a name for what was happening. The numbness was the only thing that she could point to. Here's what the world looks like when you've just had a baby in America. People bring food. They ask how the baby's sleeping. They tell you to enjoy every minute because it goes by so fast. Your phone fills up with golden hour photos from other mothers in matching outfits and date night selfies at 6 weeks postpartum. Captions about how hard it is, but worth it. The message comes from everywhere, and it never stops. This is supposed to be the best time of your life. Lindsay Clancy had 3 children under 5, born between 2017 and May of 22. She'd been a labor and delivery nurse who spent her career helping other mothers through the hardest moments of theirs. She'd had postpartum anxiety after her first child and again after her second. Both times she managed it with exercise, meditation, therapy. She knew what postpartum struggles felt like from both sides of the hospital bed. After Callan, what showed up was different. The anxiety was worse. The sleep disappeared entirely. And then something new arrives that she couldn't name. A disconnection from her own life that went beyond sadness or baby blues. She tried to describe it in her journal. She wrote about stopping breastfeeding for her mental health. She felt devastated by the decision, guilt that Callan preferred breast milk, guilty that she'd made a medical choice, and it still felt like failure. She tried sleep training him and listened to him cry for over an hour without going in because the doctors told it was the right thing to do. She wrote, "Hearing him cry for 1+ hours is not, and not intervening just about killed me." In the same entry, "I even said the words, 'I want to die,' to Pat." That's not a woman who's unhappy about having a baby. That's a woman whose illness was feeding on every normal decision motherhood asked her to make. The guilt wasn't about parenting choices. It was the illness consumed as, it was what the illness consumed as fuel. The numbness scared her more than the guilt. She told providers she felt completely hopeless. She journaled about brain fog so dense she couldn't think past the next nap time. "I have crazy brain fog," she wrote. "I feel like I can't make a plan. I can't carry it out." And another entry, "I'm so desperate to get a mental break from taking care of everyone that my mind is trying to make something physically wrong with me." Her journal kept circling the same confession. "My mind never shuts off. It's constantly thinking of the next thing someone needs. I can't shut it off." Those entries were written by a woman documenting her own collapse in real time. She knew something was breaking. She just couldn't get anyone to treat it as the emergency it was. So they gave her pills. In mid-October 22, her OB started her on Zoloft. Didn't help. Same month, Ativan for anxiety and Benadryl for sleep. In November, she went to the South Shore ER and came home with Trazodone. Didn't help either. Then she started seeing a nurse practitioner, Julie Paul. In 4 days, Paul prescribed her new medication on top of what she was already taking, Prozac, Ambien, Remeron, and Klonopin. By late November, she'd switched to another NP, Rebecca Jolotta. Jolotta started her on Seroquel, an antipsychotic, and kept raising the dose to 400 milligrams a day, then Valium, then Lamictal, a mood stabilizer, 13 prescriptions across 4 months, and five prescribers. None of them had a full picture of what she was taking because none was communicating with the other. In early December, Lindsay messaged Jolotta. She said she really needs help, would try anything. It was having intrusive thoughts I never had before. Jolotta testified in court that she told Lindsay intrusive thoughts are quite common in women with postpartum depression and anxiety. She adjusted the medications again. Lindsay told her she was afraid the drugs were making things worse. She worried she was becoming dependent on benzodiazepines. Jolotta testified she didn't believe dependence was a concern at the time. Patrick watched it happen. He told friends the medications weren't working, and she'd had the worst side effects possible. Her defense attorney later told the court the prescriptions had turned her into a zombie. Patrick testified it wasn't about getting off medication. It was about finding the right one, and nobody could find it. On December 15th, Patrick and Lindsay called Jolotta and told her it had been the worst day. Lindsay was having persistent thoughts of taking her own life. Jolotta told them to consider a higher level of care. Lindsay went to Women and Infants Hospital in Rhode Island, a facility with a specialty postpartum program, according to defense attorney Kevin Reddington. The program wouldn't accept her. Their concern, he said in court, was that she'd been over-medicated. Their assessment, according to trial testimony, depression due to adverse drug effects. A doctor at Women and Infants tried to reach Jolotta to discuss Lindsay's medications, and according to the defense, that call was never returned. The only facility that looked at the full picture and said the drugs might be the problem couldn't get the prescribing provider on the phone. Lindsay checked herself into McLean Hospital on New Year's Eve with S thoughts. She texted Patrick from inside, "I don't belong here." She was discharged 5 days later. 2 days after that, she and Patrick threw Cora's fifth birthday party at a trampoline park. Patrick testified he felt hope. He said he thought Lindsay felt it too. She didn't. In the days before January 24th, according to her civil lawsuit, Lindsay went online and searched for whether she was a psychopath. She wasn't looking up evidence. She was looking up numbness. 4 months of begging for help had delivered her into a search engine instead of a diagnosis. 13 medications and 5 prescribers, and the only conclusion she could reach on her own was that something was broken in her at a level medicine couldn't touch. Patrick Clancy testified that the day that the three children died was actually one of her best days prior to that. Lindsay took Cora to the pediatrician that morning. The kids built a snowman in the backyard and sent Patrick photos. They texted each other pictures of the children doing crafts, laughing. Prosecutors showed the jury images from family outings that month. That's the detail that should haunt every person listening to this. It proves she wasn't fine, and nobody around her could see it. Or understand this. Because everybody keeps going to psychosis and, well, none of the doctors saw it. Yeah, because it wasn't present at the time. She fell into a state of psychosis when the event happened. That's how psychosis works. Well, she's a psychopath, right? No, that's not the same thing at all. Psychopath is who someone is. It's their disorder. It's their makeup. It's their standing order. It's who they always are. No one is arguing and saying that she is that. They're saying that she fell into a state of psychosis, which, guess what? You, me, anybody can fall into in the right setting. When our chemicals aren't working right, when our biology isn't working right, when we get medicated, say maybe, I don't know, 30 different drugs that are designed to affect how your brain works in the course of 3 months, on and off, all the time. One hand not knowing what the other one's doing, one doctor not communicating with the other. That could get you there pretty easily. After seeing those list of medications and what she was going on and off and when she was being prescribed and taken off of without proper time to do these sort of things, I challenge anyone not to be easily falling into a state of psychosis. And behind all of those medications is the actual problem. Her actual disorder, the actual thing that was ailing her, which could get her there without the help of the meds. I feel like some of this trial is people not wanting to admit they don't understand shit. Because I can guarantee there's several people right now going, oh, a psychopath and someone falling into psychosis are two different things? Yes, they are. You know what? I didn't know that a few years ago either. So it's okay to say, I didn't know that. That might change the way I'm thinking about this whole thing. Yeah, it might. Information's good. Learning things is good. Educating yourself, understanding concepts maybe you're not that familiar with, haven't understood, haven't had an opportunity to understand, and growing as a human being to understand them better is a good thing. Why? Because you don't know what's going to be going on in your life in the future. And you don't know when maybe understanding some of these things might come in handy. It might help you if something happens to someone you care about or yourself. To not just write them off as a witch or they're evil. But the three kids. Yeah, no one's arguing how horrific any of that is. We're arguing how horrific it is that people refuse to understand mental health and allow this sort of environment to continue to thrive. And by thrive, I mean not helping people who need the help and recognizing it the way it needs to be recognized, and one doctor communicating with the other, everybody sitting there going, she's evil, just get rid of her. That does nothing to fix this environment which produced this result. I know, two thoughts. She wants to be away for the rest of her life. Locked away in a mental health facility. Good. Let her. Well, she's a danger. Yeah, sure. No one's arguing that. No one's saying, like, just go set her free. She's not even wanting that. We're arguing the system was so broken, and when someone begged for help, 500 ways to Tuesday, it still dramatically failed her. Well, you can't rely on institutions. Well, then I guess we just shouldn't have doctors' offices in general then, right? If we can't rely on experts, medical experts, to do their job effectively, then why do we even fucking have them? If we're going to keep throwing everything back on the patient, she should have known this, she should have done that. Well, okay, great. Then you start telling your doctor what they should do with you. And don't yield to their expertise. Plenty of people already do that. Experts who've testified at trial describe postpartum psychosis as having a waxing and waning course. A woman can look functional, present, even happy, and be in active crisis underneath. The symptoms don't announce themselves. They look like a mother building a snowman with her kids. That evening, according to her defense, a voice came. The same aggressive male voice her civil lawsuit alleges she'd been hearing since she started Seroquel. According to her attorney, it said, "This is your last chance. Kill the children so you can kill yourself." That was psychosis. Everything before it was something else entirely. The 4 months, the 13 medications, the guilt, the numbness, the journal entries, the providers who had heard intrusive thoughts and called them common, all of that was a woman trying to say she was grounding in a language the people around her didn't know how to hear. She searched for whether she was a psychopath. That's where the medication carousel and the misdiagnosis delivered her, not to an answer, not to a treatment that worked. To a woman alone in her phone trying to figure out if she was fundamentally broken as a person. Nobody who was supposed to help her could explain the numbness. She wrote to a provider that she was willing to try anything. She told Patrick it had been the worst day. She went to the emergency rooms, admitted herself to a locked ward, journaled about wanting to die. She begged for help. The answer she got was that she was experiencing things that were quite common. Her journal held the only thing she ever wanted. "I desperately want to go back to work, but now I don't know how I'm going to function." She wanted to feel like a nurse again, to be a mother who could build a snowman and actually be present for it. Or after all of that, as the internet likes to say, she was plotting and planning and wanted to escape her life because she didn't want her kids anymore or her husband, even though all of the evidence points to 1,000% the opposite. If you want to keep believing that shit, that's on you. And that says a lot more about you and your cognitive ability of reasoning and understanding reality than it does about Lindsay Clancy. I would suggest help. Because here's the evidence, and it ain't what you're saying it is over there. It's just not. That may be what you want to believe it is to explain that type of behavior, but here's what the evidence actually is and the behavior that followed. It would be a lot easier to understand this case if she was that, if she was this evil, plotting, hating her children, wanting to escape everything and have nothing to do with her family, has another life ready on this side. We've seen that in cases. That does exist. This is not that. Those people are easy to spot. They're easy to convict. And they're easy to want to eviscerate. They're easy to eviscerate. You know why I'm not doing this? That in this case about this woman, which I do to so many cases, is because she's not that. Because this person, this Lindsay Clancy person, who's a real human being, as is Patrick, who everybody likes to make their new punching bag with bizarre theories, who lost his 3 children and essentially his wife and his life, but found love and should be scorned for that. These are real people and these are real problems. And we talk about them. The reason I'm not going down the road of ripping her apart is because this could happen to you. This could happen to me. This could happen to your daughter. This could happen to your sister. This could happen to your neighbor. This could happen to anyone falling into a state of psychosis. I'm not saying it could happen that you're, or likely at all, that you're going to go do this to your children. But people do fall into states of psychosis. It doesn't make them a psychopath. People can fall into those states and they can do horrible things, regretful things, things they don't know about or remember, because the vessel that's their body is just that. Their mind ain't working. It ain't the person you know and love. And if you don't want to accept that, you want to pretend that doesn't exist, well, that's on you. But I would bet the person in your world who, God forbid, they fall into that state for whatever reason they get there, would sure love it if you took a moment to try and understand how a brain gets there. And you don't just turn their back, your back on them and go, you're evil, you're horrible, it's a devil, it's a witch, it's, you wanted to, I mean, again, there's people that have all of that and more coming to them. And there's cases, a lot of cases like this, where it is a mental health crisis. And this is a case where this woman did everything she could begging for help. And if you can't see that, I don't know. I have serious questions. Serious, serious questions. She wanted to feel like a nurse again, to be a mother who could build a snowman and actually be present for it. Cora was 5, Dawson was 3, Callan was 8 months old. Their mother spent 4 months telling everyone around her that she was disappearing. She wrote it down and she said it out loud and she went where they told her to go. The distance between that Lindsay Clancy was living and what the people around her were willing to hear is the space between where 3 children died. The unwillingness to hear. That's how this happened. That's why this is so rageful. So everybody's screaming, what about the kids? Yeah, what about the kids? And your unwillingness to understand how that woman got there. That's not protecting any of the other kids that are still alive. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. If you want access to the trial audio, we're giving it to you every single day on our podcast feed, the audio of it, so you can listen in the car, at work, your walk, your gym, whatever you're doing. Check out the podcast right there. There's the, right there. There we go. There's the link. The QR code is up in the corner if you're watching us on YouTube. Or just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts and press subscribe. All right. We'll continue our conversation in the comments section. Until then, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.